Well, Dick, I can't in good conscience ignore a 61 to lead off to win the Hero World Challenge. Ricky Fowler, 7 straight birdies to start, 8 birdies on the front nine, and finishes at 18 under to win by 4. Your thoughts on Ricky Fowler, first off?
Well, man, oh man, you know, 8 out of 9 birdies on the front nine to shoot a 28. I know that the golf course played a little easier in the final round as opposed to the third round where it played at an average of 73 shots. But still, come on, he's starting 7 shots back of Charlie Hoffman, shoots 8 under par in the front nine, a 28. Wow, that's unbelievable. And you know, and poor Charlie Hoffman, who's dying for a victory. And yeah. You know, he didn't have the best of his days, but still walking into a buzzsaw that Ricky Fowler's 61 today, just unstoppable. So, yeah. Yes, you're right. It's good that, you know, that he played as well as he did. And I think, wow, look at this launching pad for 2018, Tiger Woods and Ricky. So,
exactly. There you
go. I think it was a great tournament.
Well, obviously, everyone's talking about Tiger. Finishes 10 shots back, but he shot a 68 today. Bit of an up and down round for him.
Well, I think it was an exceptional round. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no doubt that his front nine was exceptional. Mm-hmm. He did have 4 shot lost events on the back nine. He with his double bogey on 10 and bogeying 17 and 18.
Right.
But you know, regardless, it doesn't really matter if he made those mistakes or
sure. If
he didn't make those mistakes. It was a tremendous success for him.
Right.
I think he's put the world on notice. The world of golf did notice that. You know, he's going to be back, and he's probably you know, further down the pike than most people gave him credit to be, and mm-hmm. who knows, maybe even Tiger. But you know, he has a number of good things that are happening for him. Technically, his swing looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, particularly his driver is he's repeating it. He has a lot of power, so the technical side is really there. Some of those 2 irons that he hit were in, you know, 270 range,
right?
Were just fantastic,
right?
And so, you know, his technical side is good. His physical side regarding his back is very good.
Right.
And mentally, I think we're watching a person that's a lot more humble, and he has a better attitude in the past. And so it's looking, you know, it's looking very favorable.
Yeah, and to watch him over the weekend, Tiger seemed overly happy, you know, compared to what we usually see out of Tiger.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think he does appear to be humble, more mm-hmm. humble.
Right.
I'd say more humble, you know, not humble. But he seems to be, you know, obviously pain-free. He's
right.
Smiling a lot.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt, and this is the thing that everyone seeks, and he's a lot more free. He has more freedom.
Right.
And that freedom is the thing, you know, that we all seek. And, you know, and you know, watching, you know, we watch a lot of great shots, there's no doubt, but as Ben Hogan always said, you're only as good, and your measurement as a player is only as good as your worst shots.
Right.
So, you know, Tiger coming back from that that third round 75 and not playing well.
Right.
You know, we talk about, you know, these situations are interesting to watch, and characters brought out in people in how they rebound or react
exactly.
to situations. So, you know, how he reacted in the final round based on that poor round in the third round where everyone got a little disappointed, I think was just another good indicator that he's welcoming back the PGA Tour. Boy, they could be licking their chops now.
Sure.
With this, you know, prognostication of that Tiger Woods is going to be back in some good form.
Right. Well, you know, and you brought up a good point, is the way you rebound from something like a 75. I mean, you know, during that third round, there wasn't the usual slamming of clubs, you know, that traditionally in the past had always gone along with a Tiger bad round.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. So his attitude is improved. And I think that's what we all were hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see.
Right.
You know, Tiger, you know, has, you know, not brought the best attitude. And I think that's one area that he can certainly improve on.
Right.
So in all the kind of key performance markers that we're looking at, you know, there's still, you know, it's not that he's out of the bush, you know, by any means, because you know,
right,
there's still questions on his chipping.
Mm-hmm.
He's handled some of those chips extremely well, but he's also handled some of them poorly,
right,
from a technique point of view. He's sticking them in the ground a little bit. So, but I think, you know, from my perspective, I think those are things he can tighten up real easy. You know, the heavy lifting of getting back is predominantly done, and I think now we can definitely look at it like this is something that we can look forward to. And now, this is what I think everyone's looking forward to, is how's he going to handle it when he's, you know, in these tournaments with, you know, Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, because,
right,
you know, he kind of remember these guys were learning how to pee in the toilet when Tiger was in his prime.
Yeah.
That's the next step that we all want to watch.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I mean, one of the steps that we have to watch too is that we have to remember too, I think, and I don't think I'm being overly down on Tiger by saying this, is that, I mean, he's coming off a spinal fusion too. I mean, we got to keep an eye on that back as well, don't we?
I think so, and I think, you're right. You know, and on that note, I think that from a physical standpoint, you know, he's got this new body, his vertebrae are fused in that position. So it's, you know, after playing golf for, let's say, 3 or 4 months, what kind of things are going to be new or different?
Sure.
Because it's going to put that much more stress on the other parts of his back that really didn't have to absorb that,
right,
kind of that new trauma and exercise. So,
yeah,
you know, that you're right. That is something that we need to kind of be mindful in the future.
Well, it's, you know, if you look at it, the wear and tear, you know, that's going to be coming up once we get into 2018, you know, once he gets onto a regular schedule, I mean, the wear and tear is going to be pretty tough on him, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that is, you know, people don't realize that you know, pounding of golf balls and the amount that you have to, it does break down the body. And As Tiger's, you know, going to be 42,
mm-hmm,
and this new body that he's introducing to, you know, his career,
right,
and in competition, we'll have to see how it's going to react,
right,
and then from that point, is it going to be something that he can manage? And you know, he was talking about it as well, as far as him and his crew are going to figure out how much they're going to have to play their training cycles, their recovery,
right,
cycles, and this is something that they're going to have to be on top of, and you know, with a real good microscope.
Yeah. Well, we've got, you know, leading up to this, certainly we can't dismiss the fact of the impact that this is going to have on golf, and I think that showed over the weekend. I was seeing some ratings that came out, and, you know, television ratings over off the charts, really.
Yeah, not only the television ratings, but the streaming ratings. I think there was 8.2 million minutes of streaming, and this was the first 2 days. So,
right,
you know, in addition to the television ratings that are going to be up, you know, the internet ratings, the streaming ratings, which is going to be a new metric in value to
sure,
you know, to golf, is something that's going to be up as well. So, you know, he is a welcomed, welcome back for golf.
It's, right,
he's going to help spike it, and it's just a terrific thing for golf at this moment.
Well, we've got December coming up, and as we all know, I mean, the nice thing about Tiger playing this weekend, the attention that he brought was it really brought a focus back to golf at a time that golf is, you know, usually hibernating at this point, you know. Not a whole lot going on. This really kind of woke everyone up to golf. Now, going forward into December, you know, we're going to hear a lot about Tiger, obviously. You know, what's going to happen? You know, there's going to be a lot of speculation as to when and how much he's going to play. I mean, one of the things that I saw, you know, while he was playing was, I think it was when he shot a 68 on Friday. the odds on him winning the Masters were narrowing. at that very point, you know, and you're thinking, my God, how can they, you know, how can that affect it at this point?
You're right. That was pretty funny. I think I heard something on the same lines that he was, I don't know, 500-1, 100-1 to win the Masters.
Yeah.
And then after the front nine on his first round, he was 15-1. So that is comical. It is interesting. And it's very telling what yeah. kind of impact this person has on the game of golf.
Right.
I don't think it's been as high as anyone ever at the impact on, level of it. And it's wonderful to see. So you're right. It's going to set the table for 2018.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what's going to happen what the speculation is going to be in January, February, and March, all the way leading up to that first week of April.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Masters is going to be kind of really interesting to watch, assuming, you know, everything goes as planned,
right?
You know, with Tiger. And, I mean, this puts a whole new... You talk about putting Augusta into the fishbowl. Not that it's not already there every year, but more so this year. You know, I mean, in the past, it was always Tiger, Tiger, Tiger. It's going to be... off the chart again this time, assuming everything yeah. works out.
Yeah, no doubt there's going to be an absolute rocket booster put into with Tiger back in the mix,
yeah.
And it's really going to be fascinating to watch in 2018.
From a fan and media perspective, Dick, would you put out a caveat there? Just try and control it a little bit.
Well, there's always that. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to always... you know, put that caveat in there as, and you're good at this. You're good, Hutch. Hey, wait a minute. Let's just calm down.
Yeah.
But you know what? The kid and all of us go, oh, I can't wait.
Oh, for sure.
I really enjoyed this from a fan perspective.
Oh,
me
too.
It was great. And it's exciting. So, and I think that's the great thing that it's bringing to the game is the
yeah.
excitement level.
Yeah, I mean, I think from Tiger's own perspective, you know, it's, probably better for him that we kind of tone it down a little bit anyway, you know. I mean, Tiger can
yes.
handle it, you know, but it's still, you know, let's kind of curb our enthusiasm a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do. It's the proper thing to do.
Yeah.
And I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, we'll see going forward into 2018. We'll see what happens. I mean, that's really all we can say is, you know, with Let's hope Tiger's health is good and that it remains good. Let's hope his game stays on the way he showed on the weekend. You know, all is good going forward, I think, from here. So that's the main thing. That's really all we could expect going in.
That's right. And the only thing I can say is I can't wait.
On that note, sir, listen, I'm not sure if we'll be talking to you. If not, you have a great holiday season, sir.
I thank you very much and look forward to 2008 working with you as well, Hutch.
Okay, so you take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.